Thank you for listening to Cat's Tea and Witchcraft. My name is Fauna, and I am your host. This podcast is for those who are Wiccan, witches, and everything in between. Don't forget to follow the podcast's Instagram page at Cat's Tea and Witchcraft, and you can send an email at catsteaandwitchcraftpodcast@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Enjoy the episode. Hello, witchy peeps. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 129, and today we are going to talk about another Sabbat in the Wheel of the Year, and this one is Imbolc. Like I did in the last season, we will go over the history, different correspondences, techniques, and different examples of rituals and activities you can do during this Sabbat. But before we get started on that, we have this week's tarot card, and that is The High Priestess. The first book today for tarot is 78 Degrees of Wisdom by Rachel Pollack, and you can find The High Priestess starting on page 35. Bill Butler, in the Definitive Tarot, has commented on the historical legendary sources for this female archetype. Throughout the Middle Ages, the story persisted that a woman was once elected pope. Disguised for years as a man, this supposed Pope Joan made her way through the church hierarchy to the top position, only to die in childbirth during an Easter celebration. Pope Joan was most likely a legend. The Visconti Papis was real. In the late 13th century, an Italian group called the Guglielmites believed that their founder, Guglielmo of Bohemia, who died in 1281, would rise again in 1300 and begin a new age in which a woman would be popes. Jumping ahead, they elected a woman named Manfreda Visconti as the first papess. The church graphically ended this heresy by burning Sister Manfreda in 1300, the year of the expected new age. Some 150 years later, the same Visconti family commissioned the first set of tarot cards as we know them. Among these unnumbered and unnamed trumps appeared a picture of a woman, later decks titled Papis. The name persisted until the 18th century when Court de Gabelin, believing that tarot to originate in the Isis religion of ancient Egypt, changed the name to the High Priestess. Today, both names exist, as well as Veiled Isis, and the weight image of the card derives directly from the Isis priestess' symbolic clothing, particularly the crown representing the three phases of the moon. The next book is Understanding Tarot by Liz Dean, and you can find The High Priestess starting on page 70 to 71. The High Priestess is the archetype of mystic femininity, the keeper of wisdom that is not easily expressed. She is not of words, but of experience, intuition, and dreams. She represents learning and meditation between opposites. In a reading, her appearance guides you to listen to your inner voice in order to move forward. She is the natural counterpart of the card 5, the Hierophant, but her earthly expression can be seen in the next card in the sequence, the Empress or Mother Earth. For upright meanings, intuition, higher guidance, take note of your dreams, nurture your desire for learning, and seek out inspiration. In this aspect, the High Priestess is the teaching of your intuition. The duality of her number, 2, may also indicate the need to choose between two courses of action. Take time to make this decision, listening to those who have the appropriate wisdom and experience. Their words are genuine and may help you heal a private conflict before it becomes a moral dilemma. For reversed meanings, secrets revealed. In this position, the High Priestess shows that a secret is about to be revealed. With this, emotions surface and you may discover that your faith has been misplaced. A trusted authority figure, such as a spiritual advisor, educator, or manager, fails you by giving you wrong information or a wrong impression. An additional meaning is feeling disconnected from your inner knowledge. The next book that I have is Modern Witchcraft Book of Tarot by Sky Alexander, and you can find The High Priestess on page 162. This beautiful and enigmatic card symbolizes feminine spiritual power, or the goddess from whom all life comes and to whom it all returns. Some decks show her as a serene female figure, seated with a book or scroll on her lap to indicate wisdom. Other decks depict her gazing into the distance at something yet to be revealed. She's sometimes positioned between two pillars, one black, one white, which represents the dual nature of existence, good and evil, light and dark, truth and deception, positive and negative. For upright position, the High Priestess may advise paying attention to your inner world, dreams, imagination, and intuition, especially if you tend to be a logical, practical person. Look more deeply at your hidden talents and motivations, face your shadow, and reconcile your inner life with your outer one. Upright, the High Priestess suggests inner changes are taking place, even if they haven't materialized yet. Something hidden is about to come forth. For reversed, the High Priestess says your unrealized potential has yet to be discovered. Your secret, authentic self is locked away in the basement. Perhaps you're hesitant to look too deeply into yourself, or you may be hiding your true self from others because you fear the judgment or disapproval. In some cases, she means you're too involved in your inner world and need to get outside of yourself. The next book is Tarot by Tina Gong, and The High Priestess can be found starting on page 46. For upright, intuition, unconsciousness, spirituality, stillness, mystery, and dreams. For reverse, repression, superficiality, ignoring intuition, repressed, and disconnected. On the other page for more details, for upright, the High Priestess represents our relationship with our inner world. She is our faculty of intuition and divine wisdom. She is the voice that calls out from the depths, equipped with knowledge of all that is hidden, our true natures, spirituality, and the self. Her task is to teach us how we can illuminate our dreams, fantasies, and fears with the light of awareness. For reverse, the message she relays from your inner self are not being received or understood. Her voice is being drowned out by external inputs, anxieties, the wishes and opinions of others, overthinking, social expectations, guilt, or even past traumas. Perhaps over time, as these other issues have taken precedence, her voice, too, has grown weaker and weaker. The last book I have today, I don't think I've used yet, at least not for tarot, is Llewellyn's Complete Book of Divination. I forgot I had this one on my bookshelf, and I've obviously been using Llewellyn's Complete Book of Correspondence, but I thought I would jump into the one that's specifically for divination. The High Priestess can be found on page 271 for keywords, intuition, psychic, mystery, and spiritual growth. In the Wait deck, the High Priestess sits on a throne with pillars on both sides. The pillars and the book she's holding signify wisdom, especially insights gained through intuition and feelings. The message of this card is to search within yourself and trust your hunches and feelings. So that is all I have for you today on tarot. Now on to today's topic of Imbolc. So, what is Imbolc? Imbolc is a Celtic festival that falls at the beginning of the month of February. Other names associated with this time of year in celebration is St. Bride's Day and Candlemas, which is associated with the Catholic Church. The holiday is celebrated by Wiccans and other practitioners of neo-paganism and pagan-influenced religions. Imbolc is just one of the several pre-Christian holidays highlighting some aspect of winter and sunlight and heralding the change of the season. Imbolc is one of the Celtic fire festivals on the Wheel of the Year. This is a time where nature, depending on the hemisphere, where some plants may start to sprout and some gardeners and farmers may start to plant their seeds. In modern Wiccan and other witchy mythology, depending on the tradition, this is a time when the crone becomes the maiden again. The word Imbolc means in the belly of the mother, because the seeds of spring are beginning to stir in the belly of Mother Earth. The term Omelc means ewe's milk. Around this time of year, many herd animals give birth to their first offspring of the year, or are heavily pregnant. As a result, they are producing milk. The creation of life's milk is part of the symbolic hope for spring. Imbolc is commonly associated with the sun, divination, water and life, and the goddess Breed, who is also a saint within the Catholic Church. And it also marks the midway point between winter solstice and spring equinox. It is commonly celebrated between the evening of January 31st, which is today, the time I'm recording, and through February 2nd, and recognized as a fertility holiday. Like I've mentioned already, two different names that are associated with this time of year is St. Breed's Day and Candlemas, but there's also Februalia and Lupercalia, O'Mil, and in the United States, we have Groundhog's Day, which for those who don't know what Groundhog's Day, if you're not from or haven't been in the U.S. and heard this story, there is a groundhog, I think in Pennsylvania, that during Groundhog's Day, he comes out, and if he sees his shadow, we have so many more weeks of winter, and if he doesn't see it, we have an early spring. That is one of those local U.S. superstitions that honestly is only really done because it's tradition. I don't think anyone truly believes that the groundhog can actually predict it, unless it's just a reaction of the temperatures and just how he, and I don't know even know how accurate that is to it. I really haven't paid that much attention, but it's fun to see if the groundhog sees its shadow or not. I also have a couple, not a very large list, of deities that are associated with Imbolc. I've also already mentioned Breed and the Wiccan Maiden already, but there is Juno and Priapus. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. It's Priapus. So those are a couple associated with this time of year if you don't specifically want to work with Breed or the Wiccan Maiden. But in general, working with the concept of the Maiden, Mother, and Crone isn't just something that you need to be Wiccan to follow. It's not necessarily in super ancient concept, but it does resonate with a lot of people because it symbolizes phases of life or nature. Like usual for these 7 episodes, I also have a nice hefty list of correspondences, and the book I'm using for this correspondence list, because it's like a nice size list to go off of, is The Ultimate Guide to the Witch's Wheel of the Year by Andrew Kiernan. And Imbolc for the correspondences is on page 48. For altar decorations, Bredo's Gas, Breed's Cross, Candles and Lanterns, Early Spring Flowers and Herbs, Greenery and Seeds, Animals, Cow, Fox, Hibernating Animals such as Badger, Bat, Bear, Chipmunk, Frog, Groundhog and Squirrel, Lamb, Phoenix, Robin, White Bull, White Cow with Red Ears. For celebrations, Blessing Agricultural Tools, Beasting, Honoring Breed, Lighting a Sacred Hearth Fire, Planting Seeds, and Visiting Holy Wells. For colors, red, green, and white. For deities, Breed, Saint Breed, Hestia, Priapus, Februus, and Vesta. So there's a couple more that I missed on my list of deities. For directions, north and east. Elements, earth and air. Food and drink, buttered bread, honey, maple syrup, milk, oats and grains, seed cakes, spring salads. For herbs, incense and oils, amber, angelica, basil, bay, blackberry, bergamot, chamomile, cinnamon, clary sage, clotsfoot, crocus, daffodil, dragon's blood, frankincense, iris, lavender, lemongrass, lily of the valley, melissa, mint, myrrh, rosemary, snowdrop, trillium, tulip, and violet. For musical instruments, bells, drums, fiddle, lyre, piccolo, recorder, singing bowl, and tin whistle. For stones, amethyst, black tourmaline, carnelian, citrine, clear quartz, fluorite, green aventurine, moss agate, and rose quartz. For symbols, the basem, Breed's Cross, and seeds. Themes, blessing, cleansing, fertility, healing, prosperity, purification, rebirth, and renewal. For trees, hawthorn, oak, rowan, and willow. For zodiac and planets, Aquarius and Saturn, and Uranus, Sun at 15 degrees Aquarius. So the last thing I'm going to go over today are just some ritual and activity ideas for Imbolc. spells that focus on renewal, fertility, healing, and recovery. That has already been mentioned today. Starting to prep your home and garden for the new planting season. Devotions to fertility or spring-related deities that you connect with. Self-dedication rituals. You can plan any upcoming outdoor activities or magical rituals that you can do outside in the spring. You can also try new techniques to improve your skills dealing with divination, energy, or possibly even any psychic abilities, healing techniques, and using the early spring energy to help stimulate your personal energy and possible new abilities or skills. This might be a good time to start journaling or continuing to journal and focus on topics that you may have been brainstorming magically recently. Restock and work with tea mixtures that you currently like to drink or you need to restock on. You can create charms for your home and put spring-like energy into it to help protect it or give it blessings. You can bake bread or do any crafts or make the breed corn dolls or crosses. Or just for a relaxing thing, another non-magical suggestion is to write or read poetry. Poetry, at least for me, seems very spring-like. I feel like I've read a lot of poetry that associated with other seasons, but for some reason, ones that are more springy come to mind. Okay, everyone, this is all I have for you today. I hope this came out in time to give you a little bit of ideas on what to do for Imbolc over the next couple days. I know with some of these Thabit episodes, I've been getting really close to when they are or releasing them on the day of, which isn't necessarily a good habit because it would be nice for you guys to have those ahead of time, but life just gets in the way. Like I say every week, I appreciate every single one of you, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great one. Blessed be.